I'm glad they were contractors who had health care coverage. I'm glad to know I haven't heard the first story of somebody who's broke and has some kind of cancer that the doctors can conclusively prove happened from the toxins at Ground Zero. All of that's a ruse. It's all a joke. You don't know if somebody in 2012 has lung cancer that they got it from Ground Zero. Any doctor will laugh you out of the room if you tried to make that case. And if we start doing that, if we start holding people financially to blame, boy, there'll be a lot of us who've lost loved ones to cancer who are going to say, where's our money? Where's the, show me the money, huh? This is absurd. It really is. This is garbage. And it is flat out wrong, and it is a sad reminder, a bitter reminder of the greed, the sense of entitlement that's poisoning this great country of ours. It's a tough issue. It's a very painful issue for me to discuss, but I think it's an important one because I believe it reflects this mindset of entitlement, of selfishness, of greed that this country is wallowing in. The Zadroga Act. Now, 50 different kinds of cancers are being added to the list of ailments that people who responded to 9/11 feel that they think the taxpayers should give them money for. Among the illnesses covered now by the expanded guidelines, lung cancer, colon cancer, thyroid cancer, blood cancer. 50 different kinds of cancers. They don't have enough money in the fund. $4.3 billion, it's not enough. They're going to need billions more for all the people lining up wanting some money. I think it's disgraceful. I'm sorry. Now, every caller on hold agrees with me except for David, so I want to get David on here so I can get an opposing point of view. Hi, David. Welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Yeah, how are you, Mike? It really
thanks.
Makes me sick to hear people putting down these guys that went in there on the very day of 9/11. People knew that that was a huge pile of asbestos. And the idea that they were going in there to pull out the very last survivors, and they were going in there to help people out, they knew they were putting their lives at risk. And people donated billions online that day. That was
you
one
bet.
Of the first. And so these SOBs trying to let the lawyers get in on the action and deny these people health care. You know what I think the real scam is?
Well, wait a minute, stop. Hold on.
Killing witnesses.
Hang on. Hold on. Just take a breath. Who's denying them health care coverage?
It's the lawyers. And
what
these
lawyers?
HMOs, these guys. People donated billions. To the rescue workers, they knew they were going into danger.
But David, wait a minute. You're not explaining who's getting their health care benefits denied.
Killing witnesses. That's what this is all about. If these guys die early, they got to die 10 years early, 50 years early. That's killing witnesses. People know 9/11 was a scam. They knew it. In New York City, they heard.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I can't even have a conversation with him. He's babbling about witnesses being killed and 9/11 was a cover. He's one of those, I guess he's one of the conspiracy guys that think that President Bush flew the planes into the towers. I don't know. 1-800-655-MIKE. Here's Alan. Alan, welcome aboard.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, Alan. How's it going?
Good. I don't want to sound insensitive. I'm like yourself. I'm here in Florida. We've seen our tragedies here as well. Now, I'm in the air conditioning business, and I've spoke to several families that have retired here from New York after 9/11.
Right.
And I can see that a lot of them are nowhere even near the retirement age. And when I speak to them a little bit closer, it is because of the 9/11 situation. Hey, they're living pretty good here. They're really nice homes, boats, they're out golfing, mowing their yards, and living it up.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I happen to be a huge police supporter. I'm an enthusiastic defender of police. I think law enforcement, there are three kinds of heroes. I say it all the time. Cops, firefighters, and soldiers, and that's it. The rest of us just make a living. Very few police officers are living high on the hog. I'm not trying to deny benefits to these officers or to the firefighters or to any of the first responders. These guys are heroic. They did wonderful things. I just wish someone could explain to me fundamentally the concept behind saying the government is expected to write checks to people who did a good deed after 9/11. Somebody just explain it to me. Again, these are all people insured. They all have health coverage. They were all, most of them, all, maybe with few exceptions, completely covered by medical coverage. Why should they be reimbursed additionally for their ailments? Somebody please help me understand. 1-800-655-MIKE. We'll continue with the Mike Gallagher Show. Dr. John Howard, director of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, accepted a federal panel's recommendation to add 14 broad categories of cancer, covering 50 types of cancer, to the list of ailments covered by the $4.3 billion Zadroga Fund in New York City. You've heard about this, right? This is a very difficult conversation to have. Probably one of the toughest discussions we ever have on this radio show. Because no one should ever understate the heroism of those people who went to ground zero after the planes hit the towers in lower Manhattan and did all they could to try to help others. But I am becoming convinced that this Zadroga Act is one of the biggest slush funds we've ever seen in the history of our country. And no one can speak out against it, because who wants to be perceived as not sympathetic to the heroes who went down to the pile and did what they could for other people? 50 broad cancers, 11 broad categories of cancer, 50 different types of cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, thyroid cancer, blood cancers, all been added to the list of acceptable ailments for people to receive taxpayer funds. Taxpayer funds. This is our money. And right now there's $4.3 billion that Congress has allocated for this. There's not going to be enough now that there'll be so many more people who feel like they should get a check from the taxpayer for their actions. It's going to take congressional authorization to add more money to the fund, which is set to expire in 2016. This is going to go on forever. The activists are thrilled. Democrat Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney said, "This is a great day for the responders and survivors of the toxins at Ground Zero." Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, two of the many New York lawmakers who pushed for the expansion of the legislation, they issued a joint statement. "This decision is a big step forward that backs up what we already know to be true. Our heroes are sick and some are dying from cancer obtained from breathing the toxins at Ground Zero." And so big government Democrats like Chuck Schumer love the idea of taxpayers spending more money. This is again one of those difficult, hard to discuss conversations, but I believe with all of my heart that this has to do with the money. It's all about the money. When people say it isn't really about the money, you can be sure it's always really about the money. The lawyers are getting money off of this. The lawyers are making big bucks. The medical professionals are making big bucks. No doctor can tell you with certainty that you have colon cancer because of toxins you inhaled at a place like Ground Zero. That's impossible. Ask your doctor. My mom died of bladder cancer. Wonder how she got it. You think a doctor can tell me? My dad died of leukemia. That's a blood cancer. How did he get it? Think a doctor could tell me? My wife died of endometrial cancer. How did she get it? Think a doctor can tell me? Of course not. But the truth of the matter is, this is a nice, big, expansive, government-funded program. Despite the fact that virtually all of these people have medical insurance, despite the fact that many of these people were the recipients of the billions and billions and billions of dollars of generosity that poured in to these heroes after 9/11. I guess we're expected to give more. And it is, I think, a travesty. And I hope you don't think that I'm not recognizing the heroism of these people. I just wish someone, anyone, could explain to me the concept behind expecting the taxpayers to pay for such a dubious claim that somebody is suffering from a form of cancer because they unequivocally know with 100% certainty that they became sick because of what happened 11 years ago. I honestly don't get it. I'm totally mystified by this one. Maybe you can help me understand it. Let's try. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Let's start with Dennis. Hey, Dennis, you're first up on the Mike Gallagher Show. Thanks for your patience. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Mike. Listen, I want to start out by saying I love you. I respect you. I love your show. I'm a right-wing guy. My mom died at 42 of breast cancer. Okay. I work, my firehouse is about half a mile or three-quarters of a mile from the Philadelphia Cancer Treatment Center of America. I met the board over there. They're great people.
You bet.
20 years I've been fighting fires for Philadelphia. I listened to Ann Coulter on your show yesterday, and I'm so passionate. Some of the things that I think I want to just get out to you guys that you don't understand. A lot of cops and firemen are right-wing guys. We're conservative by nature.
Oh, I know.
And I think the Republican Party a lot of times lumps us in with the teachers' unions. The teachers' unions, the ACT UP people, and all these Occupy protesters, they make us sick. We don't like them. We're not part of them.
And Dennis, if I may, I mean, I'm glad you brought this up because this does have an ideological streak behind it. I mean, the most of the politicians in New York who are for this concept are Democrats or liberal Democrats. If we want to talk about conservatism versus liberalism, this is hardly a conservative idea that the taxpayers should foot the bills or pay for the medical treatment of people who claim they got a form of cancer from ground zero.
And Mike, I can't tell you how this has been twisted, that the Democrats are for cops and firemen. They're like cops and firemen like they're for soldiers in Afghanistan.
I know.
They're
I
not.
Know.
Michael
I know.
Nutter has devastated the Philadelphia Fire.
I know.
Rahm
I know.
Emanuel is.
You know, it's tough sometimes. I admit that I have, I suffer from the sin of envy. There are people in my business who make millions and millions of dollars. And I know in my heart they're not 1 ounce more talented than I am. But they're lucky and they're blessed and they're privileged and they've been in the right place at the right time. And the fortunes, fate has smiled on them. And God bless them. You know, I got to stop being resentful about their success. I read in the trades, oh, this guy's getting $20 million a year. And I'm thinking, he's getting $20 million a year? I see that she's getting $5 million a year. The gazillions of dollars these people make. And I'm thinking, boy, I would put my work ethic up against any one of these gazillionaires of broadcasting. And I just casually mentioned what a jerk and a creep Bill Maher was for suggesting that the 9/11 hijackers were more brave than our own U.S. military. I mean, he said it. That's what he said. It's what got him fired from ABC. He literally said, say what you will about the hijackers, at least they didn't cowardly lob bombs, you know, from other parts of the world like we do, like our U.S. military does. He literally suggested that the 9/11 monsters had more courage than our own military soldiers. Now, it's what got him fired from ABC, but it didn't matter. He winds up on HBO. it feels like he's on CNN. And he's called upon. He is beloved. This guy is supported. And he sits in his studio at HBO and gets away with saying things like, America stinks. With an audience of sycophants clapping for him. You got to hear this. You got to hear this audio. This is from his show on HBO, real time. I want you to listen not only to Bill Maher's commentary about the United States of America, but the audience's reaction. Listen.
Would it be better if the country just got over this notion of American exceptionalism? Oh, I think it would. This is one reason why I say, and people laugh at me, but I always say, in 100 years, this country will be Mormon. It's a stupid religion and a stupid country. They were made for each other. And I tell you, one of the things Americans are going to love about Mormonism when they find out about it is that, first of all, Jesus is an American. Jesus is an American in Mormonism. And they love the idea that Mormons embrace more than anybody, that we are the super-duper, star-spangled best country ever. And if we have any flaw, it's that we make other countries feel bad because our awesomeness is so overwhelming.
Wasn't all the dopey guests laughing at him, the audience cheering for him? He lives and prospers in a country that gives him the privilege to tear down his country that way.